USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
If you ever doubted Congress with a blank check is a bad thing, just look at what's included in the 5,600-page coronavirus relief package and how the goal to help hurting Americans was totally missed.
It really is a disgrace. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
Trump went on to list some of the ridiculous spending that has nothing to do with its goal. Cash for two national mall museums, $10 million for gender programs in Pakistan, a $2.5 million for internet freedom. Mexico will receive 1.4 million Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines on Wednesday, putting the country and Chile the first Latin American nations to vaccinate. USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries and comes with a hand-crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax Magazine. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
Nearly a year of debt for Americans, and Congress thinks $600 will help? How out of touch is Washington, D.C.?
President Trump has told Congress that he wants an amended COVID relief bill without more than $1 trillion in spending that he says has nothing to do with COVID. The spending bill that passed both houses on Monday night contains billions in discretionary spending, along with provisions for coronavirus stimulus, funding for vaccine distribution, and direct payments to Americans. The president is finding support for this move with some members of Congress. Arizona Representative Andy Biggs called the bill the worst thing they could have passed. He told Fox News that the president should veto it because it contains a number of measures that would not have passed if they were brought to the floor on their own.
This bill is so bad. They added 60 separate bills into this massive package. I mean, think about that. I mean, these are bills that couldn't get passed on their own, and they threw those in. And so this bill should be vetoed, and I'm hoping it will be.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Pastor Robert Jeffress from the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, tells Fox, let's put the broken world in God's hands this Christmas.
88% of religiously unaffiliated people are planning to celebrate Christmas this year, and 10% of them say they're going to do more spiritual reflection than ever before. There is a hunger for the message of Christmas, and I think this pandemic, the unprecedented political strife we've seen in our country, all are reminders that this world is broken, and quite frankly, we're powerless to fix it. But God can fix it. You know, somebody said if man's greatest need had been for money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been for education, God would have sent us a teacher. But our greatest need is for forgiveness. And that's why God sent us a Savior. The angel said to the shepherds, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And that's what Christmas is about.
According to the National Congressional Study Survey, there's an estimated 380,000 churches in the United States in 2020. Zoom is getting into the holiday spirit. The popular video chat platform has announced that it will be temporarily suspending the 40-minute limit on call lengths for free subscribers during key holiday periods. The first block is the end of Hanukkah from now until Saturday morning. The second stretches from the morning of December 23rd to the morning of December 26th, while the last block is December 30th to the morning of January 2nd. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.